Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful. And I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have had, because I know that for the content that I bring, commercial radio would not have allowed me. And we're having to know that in our day, in timelessness, love is an essential. And if everyone who has been given breath and heartbeat and is breathing understood that you and we are in receipt of the love of our Creator with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, and there isn't anything that we can get that is greater than that. But our responsibility, duty, and obligation is to honor it and to be under a system that supports us in undermining our breath, our lungs, our heartbeat, our bloodstreams. And we are seeing the repercussions of it. Then our day and time is to understand what the requisite is. In love. Love is the harmony of the truth of the blessedness that we each are already in receipt of with life itself. And to have an understanding and an understanding that there is no greater wealth than life itself. And the money is being printed from the paper and from the cotton and whatever fibers they're using, but it does not have a greater value than ourselves and our heartbeat and our bloodstream and our organs and our systems and our glands. And for where we are now, we're having to respect and to remember that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence who are already living in the realm of eternity. And if by chance you are not aware of it, it's because you are living in the body first. And that there are other things living in that body also with you. And those things are seeing microscopic, organismic, viral, bacterial organism, because we have been rendered host for parasitic beings as a result of being fed that which has to decay and decompose in terms of the flesh of chickens and pigs and cows and turkeys and whatnot. And people don't want to think about it, but then you are suffering because of it. And so the love that we are having the opportunity to remember and to exalt is the love of life, the love of the sacredness, the sanctity, the divinity of all there is, the reality that no man is blazing the sun or spinning the earth or beating our hearts or breathing us, but there are those who have set in motion that which is undermining everything and everybody, including the earth herself. And she's not really standing for it. We're not really aware of all of the earthquakes and the hurricanes and the volcanic eruptions and all of the things that are happening, because the media makes sure that we are not aware unless you are really focused on it and we have access to the internet so that we can get information that's not readily available through CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox and all of those. But our coming to a point and place where we realize the personal tragedies and travesties in seeing people that we love suffer. And there's no remedy that we get except to dull the nerves so that we don't feel the pain, or to have surgeries and remove body parts that have been negatively impacted by all of the waste that's in the body. And instead of our being supported in learning to cleanse the body, we are submitting to the surgeries to take out our tonsils, our gallbladders, our appendix, our thyroid, our all these organs and glands. What do they do with all of that? And so I'm just saying that in our now moment, we have the opportunity to realize the divinity by which we have been created and by which we are maintained and sustained in this realm. It is not the money that maintains and sustains us. It is the breath. It is that which is in the air, which is more than the oxygen that is there. We are maintained and sustained by the intelligence of existence that is all there is as existence itself. I have always been in the mindset to remind us of the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of all of life and our lives and our coming to this point where we are able to reverse any issues that we have been diagnosed with, that we are in a place to reclaim the divinity and the power of our words spoken from the space and place of our own authority as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. I am consistently consciously caring to exalt the oneness of existence itself, even though we have been splintered and separated and distracted with a divide and conquer frequency, so that we as individuals have been completely divided within ourselves, when the individual is the individuation of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we should literally be indivisible. And so our coming to a point and place where you look at your life and you realize what more you want. Do you want to be dying the rest of your life, or would you really care to be a living testament, to give a living testimonial of the glory of the intelligence of your being that we refer to as God, that has perfectly and divinely designed us and given us all manners of what is required in order to restore the body's natural intelligence to be able to facilitate its own healing. We appreciate those who have gotten through med school and all of that so that they can help and assist us with the traumas that we face, but we have not been given the keys to how to live here and to be taught and socialized to believe that we're supposed to die and that we were born and our nature is sinful, that we have no rights to think or to expect perfection. We can become proficient, but in the proficiency, there is no expectation for perfection, because perfection in the minds of man, in the minds of mankind who have provided you the religious indoctrination and miseducation and whatnot to make you think that perfection isn't possible. And I'm saying, no, perfection is an inherent part of existence, and we have all been perfectly and divinely designed. And by virtue of our perfect and divine design, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of any creature, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the flour, the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, the bagels, the scones, the donuts, the pastas, the pastries. Our bodies are perfectly and divinely designed to not be able to function with any of that. And then if that's all you've been consuming, then yes, this is responsible for the obesity and the diabetes and the swollen ankles and the bulging bellies and the bulging eyes and the thyroid issues and all of the issues that we're having, is because your body is perfectly and divinely designed, and it is perfectly and divinely designed to be cleansing itself daily. And if we are not consciously caring to exert and exalt a full effort in maintaining and sustaining our lives, ourselves, then there really isn't much that we can do to be all of who we are if we are not respecting the divinity of who and what we already are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And many people listen to me, and I realize that I appreciate your listening, but I also appreciate your supporting. And I even more appreciate your taking it and running with it. I even more appreciate you looking into your own eyes and making the commitment that you will live to make a difference in this realm. I really appreciate your coming to a point where you will have a conversation with yourself and know that you can do better, and know that you have help to do better, and that the better is facilitating your body's natural facilitation of eliminating nation of that which it does not need. And our having an understanding, it's not that people are big boned. You understand, the bones can be long, but the bones are not but so big in terms of width and diameter. You understand? So no, we are holding waste in the system because everything that we're consuming other than fresh fruit, leafy greens, vegetation, and things that are oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitative of consistent cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, we do not need it. And that is everything that we've been taught to eat. It has been completely a waste of money. That means that we never had to have it and we still would have grown. We still would have... We would be better. We would be better off had we never had it and just had fruit and vegetation. And when people say, oh, well, our forefathers, they ate meat and all of this. And I'm saying, but we're not in the progression of ourselves here. And so coming to a point in place where we realize that the exalted spiritual thought that we should be walking in and as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence is very difficult to achieve when you poison your bloodstream. And that I am really articulating and I am reminding us that it is through the corruption, the poisoning, the pollution of the bloodstream that we are an oppressed people. No matter what hue of people we are, no matter what your ethnicity, your religious training, your sexual preference, your gender orientation, it does not matter. You are a point of presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has been assigned to a body, and you are male, female, both and neither, all at the same time. And we can't be 100% woman because we were fathered. Can't be 100% man because you came through a mother. We are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so we are divinity personified in truth. But to be a part of a system that does not want you to recognize and acknowledge and walk in the integrity of your divinity is a problem. And it's a problem for everybody, whether everybody realizes that everybody needs to be cleansed as a result of everybody being fed like kids with hot dogs and hamburgers and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and aborted fetus and cheese and eggs and all of this stuff that is completely indigestible in the body and is now the substance of the tumors and the fibroids and the cysts and all of the excess waste that the body is carrying. And there is no way to really move forward with the opening of all of that which is planetarily happening, and you still are going to be stuck in feeling as though your body needs all of this protein and your body needs all of this starch and you can just go to the gym and work it out. That's not happening because the cancer is still forming. The heart disease is still an issue. The heart attacks, the strokes, the aneurysms, the sarcoidosis, the lupus, all of the disease. So there's been no progression because we are sicker than ever before, and our children are sicker than ever before, and our teachers are fatter than ever before, and our principals are out of their freaking minds because they are allowing the children to be poisoned with a system of oppression, feeding them the aborted fetuses and the flesh of dead animals and all kinds of garbage in the school system. And so for the system to be sick, for the system to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, and disease is multi-trillion dollar business, and understand it's a dead system. Understand that there is no real democracy. Why? Because democracy means that you have government for the people, by the people, but when the people themselves are not making a conscious effort to do that which is truly in their own best interest, then there's no right decision that they can make until they make the decision to be right with the intelligence of their being and to be in a place and space where they understand the oneness of existence. And so we come from a perspective of wholeness, consciously caring to have the mindset to facilitate that which is going to be essential for the sustenance and the maintenance and the evolutionary unfoldment of the humanity of people and the divinity of people, as opposed to feeling as though everybody has the right to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease, and to just get butchered and poisoned from the surgeries and the pharmacology and whatnot. And so, yes, I speak to it because we do not hear it enough. You hear all of your commercials that are showing you all of the bacon, cheese, egg, all of this in one sandwich. And then after that, they're giving you the allergy medication. And then after that, they're giving you, you know, the Toms and the Rolaids and having to move the bowels, and then after that they're giving you the class action lawsuits if you or your loved ones have died from this, that, or the other. You understand? I'm just saying, silly, absolutely insane, but y'all go for it. And I'm saying, let's stop. And so it matters that we care to be real women and real men. It matters that we care to exalt the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of life. It matters that we look ourselves in the eyes and feel good about the ones that we are, and that we know that we are the ascendants of the lineages through whom we've come, and that we are conscientious enough, caring enough, loving enough, responsive enough to exalt a full effort in our living, to no longer be complicit, complacent, and co-conspiring with our own demise in our cellular oppression, because we will not control our appetites, because we will not respect our perfect and divine functioning, because we will not ask for anything different. We will not exert a full effort to be cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revivified, so that we are standing on behalf of all of life and the trillions of creatures that are being killed and slaughtered so that they can be fed to you as food. That this has to stop. If you want to stop the rising of the waters, the loss of our islands and our coastlines, and coming to a point and place where the volcanoes are no longer activating, and then the waters are no longer rising, and the storms are no longer brewing, and the tsunamis are no longer forming. I'm just saying is that, yeah, we've seen civilizations rise and civilizations fall, and we've seen continents sunk. That before there was Japan, there was Pan. There are other continents that were here. And we really will not pay attention. You think that you just have the right to live and throw your life away and think that it's fun watching men passing balls and patting each other's butts and jumping all over each other and having chicken wings and beer and all of this, and y'all done fell into this whole thing about men owning other men in the gladiator sports you celebrate in Rome and Greece every weekend without celebrating the integrity of the ones through whom you've come, without being mindful of those who have been slain, of those whose blood has been spilt, of those whose lives we ignore. And so because life is the greatest gift and everybody has it, then why are the people poor? Life is the greatest gift and everybody has it, and there's no greater wealth than life itself, then why are the people poor? And how is it that we can think that with all of the universities and colleges and degreed and degreed ones, that we can still be participating in a system that undermines the right of children to have the right to their lives? And because you all will go to conferences and you'll listen to all of this, but then you will not do what you need to do for yourself. And so we have these ones who are part of the United Nations, and we have these countries and these islands and whatnot that are all represented in the United Nations. But the United Nations is, for all intents and purposes, not able to do anything about anything as a United Nations. And the genocide is still in full effect. And it's in full effect right here in the United States. And it's in full effect in different places throughout the continent of Africa. It's in full effect in Israel. It's in full effect. And I'm saying that if you have governments that support the violation of other ones and that have founded themselves on the violation of other ones, that these are not governments. They are liars. They are thieves. They are thugs. And your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to life itself and the source of life itself. Because they do not beat your heart and they do not breathe you. They do not blaze the sun and they do not spin the earth. And they should not be the ones that you run to for remedy when your body begins to break down from all of the waste that is in your system, because they only put poison on top of poison. And to be a part of a system that poisons us from the time that we can chew. And it's still going on. It was going on when many of us were children. You understand? So it's like whatever movements there have been in terms of the civil rights movement, the Black Power movement, the right to life movement, the gay rights movement, the whatever movement, the fact that y'all ain't moving your bowels is a problem. Bowel movement, bowel movement, bowel movement, bowel movement, bowel movement. That's the ones y'all should be doing. Why? Because that's what's creating the cancer, is not moving those bowels. What, sister? What'd you say? I said, that's what's creating the cancer, not moving those bowels.
What?
That's what I'm saying, is that when you are consistently, chronically constipated, your blood is being poisoned. When you are consistently eating the flesh of dead animals that have to rot in your body for the proliferation of maggots, worms, parasites, and whatnot, who leave their own waste, and they are dropping tens of thousands of eggs throughout your system, and then the body is isolating and accumulating nice little pockets of worms and organisms and mucus and chemicals and whatnot, it becomes cysts and tumors and fibroids, and your bodies are full of it. And the medication is just giving you more acidity. And the acid puts you in a position where it undermines your immune system. And if your immune system is not being charged with fresh fruit, vegetations, minerals, and whatnot, and your body is not being alkalized, and you're not being well hydrated and oxygenated, and you're just taking chemicals and poison and this and that, you will never, ever survive it. And the surviving means that you won't get off the planet as a living being. And we should be tired of trusting those who have already proven that they can only be trusted to continue to be in alignment with the progression of their error, and they are not consciously seeking correction. If they were seeking correction, the first thing they would have corrected was slavery being continued as a result of being convicted of a crime. That would have been one of the first things they had done. So for all of our lawyers and all of our judges and all of that, we've not begun to address the problem that capitalism requires slaves. And that the behavior modifying chemicals that are given to us as children were instituted so that we can be easily trappable and enslavable, because we cannot access the divinity of our own being. Because we've got all manners of artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT in our bloodstream from the time that we're children. And the children, each generation, is assaulted with more chemicals. And I'm saying this is where the raising up has to be. We have to realize that we cannot be complicit, complacent, and co-conspiring with the global initiative of depopulation and genocide, undermining ourselves, our families, our lineages, and then think that just because we got some money that we're all right. There's no all right in it. We have the opportunity to do what we've not known to do. We have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. And that is to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we walk in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know of assuredly that there is nothing else that is really guaranteed success here. But we cannot continue as we have been continuing and then think that there's something that we can do that makes sense if we are not about the business of representing our lineages. We're not about the business of assuring the continuation of our lineages. We are not about the business of protecting our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren and the great-great-great and all of those ones on behalf of our grands and our great-grands and our great-great-great-grands. And we are the ones who are the bridge between those ones and these other ones. And we have to come to the point of standing with the absolute one. And to know that the intelligence of existence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We each have been gifted so much of it. We stand by virtue of it. We breathe by virtue of it. We've been perfectly designed by it. We are these points of its own very presence. And now is our time to walk in the integrity of it and to be in the integrity of it. We have to eat that which is going to facilitate optimum cellular functioning so that we're restored as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. The earth is 80% water. Our bodies have to be reconstituted to be 80% highly charged, mineralized water, so that our word has power, so that our thought has power, so that we have the levity of thought, that we are able to literally be the anchor for the establishment of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the earth in our now moment. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to be ever more centered in the absolute truth of our being points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Everyone says there's so much going on, there's so much going on, and yes, there has always been so much going on. But the issue is our lives and the continuation of our lives and the continuation of our lineages, and the fact that our lineages have come to this realm eons ago, and we are and should be their progression and their ascendance, and the going on that we really need to focus in is realizing that we have so much available to us in our now moment. So much available in terms of how do we respond correctly and directly to there being an agenda to phase our lineages out of existence. I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, the writing's on the wall. This thing has been going on for quite some time, and it is unacceptable. It's unacceptable for your religious institutions, your educational institutions, your society to be in a place where everybody is co-conspiring, complacent with our cellular oppression that puts us in a place and space where we are not centered in the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of who and whose we absolutely are, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of where we may have touched down upon the planet, on whatever continent. But to realize that in our now moment, we have the opportunity to get beyond all of the divisiveness, to get beyond all of the degrees of limitations, to get beyond all of the separation and all of the violation, and come to a point where we are realizing that every order of existence is under siege. It's not just black people. It's not just melanated people. It's everybody, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the natural topology, ecology of the place, and are coming to a point in place where we, particularly as women, need to be completely realigned, and restored in the truth of who and whose we are. And being successful in business does not put us in a place where it absolves us of our responsibility to know how to perpetuate life. See, there are many ones who are speaking to, you know, making six figures as life coaches, and many ones who are doing all kinds of economic empowerment for women, and so many ones who are having a conversation about the responsibility that we have as women within the workplace, within corporate, and all of this. But we are not really addressing the reality that our children are being poisoned in the school systems. We're not addressing the reality that we have so many women who are walking without their breasts and walking without their uteruses and walking without their thyroids and their gallbladders and their kidneys. We're not addressing that which is the elephant in the room on the planet that is the evidence of there being something seriously wrong here, in that we are not whole within ourselves at this point. But we think that because of our jobs and the money that we're making, and how we're living behind bars, gated communities, or whatever, is the evidence of our success. And I'm saying we've made no progress as a collective. And I'm thankful that I can see that there are so many ones who are caring to get a grip, caring to get off the medications, caring to be in a place and space where they want to get off the dialysis. They want to get off the high blood pressure pills. They want to do better for themselves. But it is our responsibility as women to know how to facilitate it, how to really be restored in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as the healers. And in order for this contrived system of patriarchy and male domination to be in existence the way that it is, it has been through the usurpation, the bastardization, the rape, and the violation of the divine feminine that it is in progression. And we're not making that connection in terms of how many wombless and breastless women we have walking in this now moment. And so I am grateful for the time that I have been here, and I'm grateful for the freedom of speech that we have here, because this is a global situation. It's not just in America, but many ones know that America, as a system of oppression, allows for such poisonous things to be in their food supply, such artificial colors and flavors and behavior modifiers to be in the being marketed to children in all of their sweet treats and all of their cereals and all of this, and other countries won't allow it. But we are complicit with it. And this is what we have to realize, that there are no forces, there are no systems. Nothing has greater power and authority in our lives than that which is life itself and the source of our life that is beating our hearts and breathing us. And I am consciously caring to sow the seeds of greater care to respond correctly and directly to the issue of how do we respond correctly under such degrees of violation within our own bloodstreams. And yes, we want to be in a place where we can be very prosperous, but there is no greater prosperity than our lives in truth. And yes, we are being urged to have the mammograms and to have the colonoscopies and do the prostate checks and do all of this, because they are looking for the cancer that comes as a result of years of eating the standard American diet of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, pastas, pastries, scones, donuts, cakes, cookies, and all of this stuff that is literally undermining the well-being, the bodies, the hearts, the minds, and the spirits, including the children, our youth, our elders. And I am saying that there's no right response except to exert and exalt a full effort by making commitments to life, to really honor our lives, to be fully committed to living, to be fully committed to the source of our being, to be fully committed to the laws that govern us in exerting and exalting a full effort in our living, which all other elements of intelligence do naturally. And it is no fun and it is no picnic for you and for we to be watching our loved ones pass away with all of this cancer, heart disease, diabetes, strokes, car accidents, and all of this, and think that, oh, well, this is just the natural. It's just so natural. I'm saying it's not natural. It is the evidence of either not knowing the laws, ignoring the laws, being out of alignment and attunement with the laws, and being careless with the greatest gift that we were given, which is ourselves. And so at this particular point in time, we have so much available to us. And so I would encourage us to realize that this now moment of eternity is a now moment of eternity where the children of God are being called to rise. We are being called to remember. We are being called to be cleansed. We are being called to be purified. We're being called to rise completely up and to no longer be complicit and complacent with an agenda that is not facilitative of our right alignment with the truth of our being, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are in a now moment that the planets are aligning to really give us leverage. If we will just take the time to be reflective and to get still, to really consider what it is you really want with the rest of your life. Do you want to be dying the rest of your life? Or would you prefer to be a living testament and give a living testimonial as to how you were completely healed from all of the things that they said there was no cure for? They can't cure a thing. You understand? You cure meat. That's what they do with meat. They cure it, right? They preserve it. They salt it. They hang it up. They all of that. So no, we're not talking about curing ourselves with all the preservatives that are in it, right? You can't even be assured that even when you leave the body, if you can get out the body, that with all the preservatives that you have consumed over time, I don't even know why they even try to put the formaldehyde in you at this particular point, because you got so much preservatives, so much salt, so much pickling going on with your tissues. Lord have mercy. So anyway, I'm wanting us to really get serious about our living, because there will be nothing greater that we can do in our now moment than show up and show out fully participatory as the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon this planet. And it needs to be happening all over the planet. It is not something that should be just confined to the North American continent. It is not just something that we are looking to Pan-Africanism and it's just Africa. You know, in the movie 2012, was it 2012? I think it was movie 2012, where Africa was the only surviving thing of all of the world. It's like everybody was trying to get to Africa. And I'm just saying is that we are having to realize that the earth herself is Africa in truth. And we don't know how long we'd have to go back to realize that the land was locked at one particular point, at some particular point. And that as the shifts took place and the lands came loose, and then you have continents that have literally sunk into the oceans, we are vulnerable here. We're vulnerable. When you realize that we're on a planet that is 80% water, spinning in space, and in relationship to the rest of the eternity that we're in, as big as the planet actually is, she is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the eternity in which we're in. And so because we are dwelling in eternity already, I am advocating for us to realize that there should be no death here, that the leaving here should be an ascension. It should be a graduation from the class of earth residency. It should be a celebration of life well lived and having glorified and honored the intelligence of our being by harmonizing with the truth of who we each are as the personification of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to have come to the place where we reign supreme within these bodies as the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, which is what all of the scriptures should be giving us the insight to know how to spark the divinity of ourselves, but to know that the food is a tool of our oppression because it blocks and obstructs your nerve force. It blocks and obstructs your capacity for truly knowing how to facilitate the elevation and the exaltation of a full effort in our living, so that we care to master this realm. We care to master ourselves. We care to be in a place and space where we are in obeyance and obedience with the laws that govern us. And the primary law is not to be killing. And many ones, the governments themselves, support not killing, even though they're killing everybody. See, that's the trick here, okay? You will kill people for killing people. I remember being on the prison grounds in Gainesville, Florida, when Florida reenacted their death penalty with the electric chair with the European brother by the name of Spinkling. You drive up on the prison grounds, and if you're for the execution, you're over here. If you're against it, you're over here. So this guy was against the execution, or were for the execution, but he was on the side of us who were against the execution. And so, you know, he was saying he deserves to die because he killed such and such of such a one. And I'm saying, but who executes the executioner? If you really are about killing people for killing people, then what is the just do for a nation that's killing billions? If you get locked up and get sent to the electric chair for killing one person, what is the just do for killing millions of people, trillions of animals? What is the just do for that? And to make it legal when it is not lawful, and that we give our bodies and consciousness over to a people who have not ever prayed with you, honored you, exalted the right of you to have the right to that which is hydrating, oxygenating, mineralizing, and whatnot. They bulldoze all of the naturally occurring fruit trees and all of that, and planted trees that don't bear fruit. They put you in a place where they're telling you in your subdivisions that you can't grow food in your yard. In the land of the brave and the free and the behaviorally modified and manipulated, castrated, the mastectomies, the hysterectomies, the tonsillectomies, it's like taking every vital thing from us. And we sitting back and allowing it. And I'm saying, let's not be comfortable with this. Let's really come to a point where we realize who and whose we are. Because the right response to being warred against, when the methodology of the warfare is to poison you and to have you poisoning yourself. So the right response is to be fully committed, to no longer be in a detriment to yourselves. Your second right response is to do everything you possibly can, as intensely, as quickly, as consistently, as deliberately, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and to know that that is what we have available to us. That the source of our being has not left us here high and dry, and after years of cellular oppression, after years of the contamination, the pollution, and the intoxication of the body, that we do not have any solutions. We do, but you have to activate your care, to activate your spirit, to activate your faith, to activate your confidence, to know that you have the right to declare and decree that absolute and divine order is established in every fabric of your being, and then to facilitate it, to be in a place where you accept that you can be cleansed and you can be healed. And they've got all of these names for all of these diseases, and I'm saying the only real disease is that you have a government that licenses you and license other ones to be collaborative as companies and corporations in producing, manufacturing, and distributing that which has no life force, that does not serve life, that does not add anything to you, and it's marketed to children. So that's the disease. These people who run this place, they are diseased people. This is a sick people. This is not anything called white supremacy. It's not imperialism. It's not even capitalism. It is just pure insanity and wickedness. And are coming to a point and place where we realize that one with the will of existence, one with the will of God, one with the light of God, one with the intelligence of God, which is the intelligence of man. If we would care to be rightly aligned with our due diligence in exerting and exalting a full effort in our living, we can accomplish whatever we will, but we cannot be a detriment to ourselves. We cannot be a detriment to our children. We cannot be a detriment to life and then think that our money and our polished wood, metal, and stone is the evidence of our success. There is no success if you had no commitment to life. There's no success if you never understood how to respect and honor the greatest gift that you were given, which is yourself. There's no success if we were complicit and complacent in allowing our children to be poisoned by the media, the cartoons, the commercials, and the artificial colors and flavors and hot dogs and hamburgers and ground up dairy cows and all of the things that these fast food places are serving, and you're allowing it. And I'm saying, we do not have to continue this. We can stop it right now. But you have to care. And we should not have to continue to see how many children are being undermined, how many children are never going to be able to grow and mature, how many children have already been stunted in their development, how many children are continually being fed meat and flour and whatnot with feeding tubes down their throat. How long will those women who have been given degrees in nutrition continue to serve death within the context of the hospitals? Why is it that we have not allowed ourselves to come to a point where we will serve life in the places where people come when they're so sick? And the sickness is because the body has gotten to a point where it is no longer functioning well because of how much waste is in it, because of how much mucus, because of how much chemical, because of how much poison, because of how much alcohol, because of how much tobacco, because of all of that. And so our reaching for life, our reverencing and respecting the intelligence of life, the source of all being, and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, and to understand that for all of those who've traveled to all of the various countries, and we see that they're eating cats and dogs and camel and pigeon and sea urchin and guinea pigs and bamboo rats and all of these other creatures that we could not even fathom eating here. But to realize that you all may say that I am a voice in the wilderness, but I am a voice on behalf of the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. I am a voice on behalf of the order of existence being established and founded and anchored upon the planet, but I am not alone here. And that there are administering intelligences throughout the spirit world. There are ones who are surveying us upon the planet. There are ones and ones that they are referring to as UFOs and this and that. And they're not really letting you know that there are other ones who've established themselves in other realms, who have the technology, though they don't have they're not poised in this now moment to create destruction upon the planet. When the people who are on the planet are already self-destructing, there's no reason for anybody from the exalted realms to bomb us and all of that when we are a detriment to ourselves. It's just the progression of time. But do we want that to be our signature here? Do we want it to be recorded upon the books of life that we were the generations who poisoned more children, that we were the generations who created more sickness, illness, and disease than ever before in the whole history of of existence itself. Do you want to be in a place where you utilized your intelligence and your gifts to serve death, to serve a system of oppression? Do you want to be remembered for doing anything that makes sense? And whether you do or not, I can guarantee you that you will not be remembered for anything that makes sense, as long as you are killing yourself. And people say, well, I don't want to be remembered anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. But who are you serving death to? Who are you blessing? Who are you honoring? Who are you really serving here? And I'm saying we are obligated by having a beating heart and having an intelligence that is breathing us. It is our duty, our obligation, and our responsibility to care, to honor, and serve life itself. There isn't anyone who's been under purpose in being to undermine the right of other beings to have their lives, to write, and to think that it is God's will, per se, that these ones decide that these ones don't deserve their lives, that those ones and these ones are all going to be vaccinated and they're all going to have to do this or else they can't do this. You understand what I'm saying? We have to establish the sovereignty within our bodies, within the temples of God, that this is the reality of our true choices right now in choosing life, in choosing cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, creating the frequency of love. And love is such a force because it is the fulfillment of the law. So as we are reconstituting our bodies to be 80% highly charged mineralized water that can hold the frequency of the love, the honor, the respect, the reverence, the treasuring, the cherishing, the right alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of existence itself, that becomes more powerful than all of their bombs. That's more powerful than anything that they can think to do. And because they have not thought to do it, we get leverage when we care to do that, because there is a wealth and a prosperity that we should have. And there are those who are knowing that there is enough for everybody, that we do not have to depend upon these ones to depopulate the planet. The planet is big enough for everybody in it, on it, and more. And people will be coming and going anyway. It's no reason for them to try to escalate it and have people going quicker and quicker without ever having truly lived in the reverence and the light of the truth of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of who they actually were as these points of the presence of God. And so I'm the one to remind you and to remind us, we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And there is no greater time than now to be fully committed to walking in the intelligence, walking in the harmony, walking in the peace, the poise, the power, the potency, the high ethic, the morality, the sensibility, the care, the courage, the confidence, the knowing, the wealth, the truth, the richness of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. On behalf of the wholeness of everything and everybody everywhere, let us live to exalt life, to honor the lineages through whom we've come, and to leave a legacy of victory and triumph as the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.